Well, back to Revelation. Before we celebrate, let's go to chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 4, and we'll soon swing into our celebration of this remembrance. Because as we watch the 24 elders rise and fall under the awesome expanse of space over the throne that sparkles like pure, the crystal blue pavement as it's called, we see a circle just beyond the pillars of fire and those four living creatures, and it's made up of 24 small thrones seated with white-robed celestial men. These are the representatives of the redeemed, kind of to show us what we're going to be doing. They represent us. Remember, 24 is only used in the Bible two places, here and when it talks about the courses of priests that served in the temple. And those 24, of which Zacharias was one, remember Elizabeth, Zacharias, John the Baptist's parents, those 24 represented the people by course in the temple. And so the 24 number, if it means anything in the Bible, it speaks of a representative group. And I believe that these 24 represent the redeemed, the old and the new, all one through Christ's sacrifice. And if you look in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4, that exiled prophet by the name of the Apostle John wrote to us from Patmos at the end of the first century. And this is what he says in verse 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Okay, and what do they do with them? Look at chapter 5, cross the page, and look at verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, here they are again, fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, golden bowls full of incenses, which are the prayers of the saints. And look at verse 14 of chapter 5. Then the four creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. They represent us. And so we are going to join with the concentric circles of hundreds of millions of angels and the four creatures and the burning ones and the seven flaming ones. And those 24 elders are going to, it means that we, the redeemed, are between the angels and the throne, and we are right up in front. And we're going to get to fall down, as it says in verse 8, before the Lamb. Each of these representatives holds a harp, wears a crown, holds a golden bowl. These golden bowls are the worship offered by God's saints while we are here on earth. And repeatedly we see those 24 elders fall on their faces, pouring out to the Lord the collected worship of the saints. That's interesting. It could be that the worship we offer in heaven, we get to keep pouring out what we offered on earth. I don't know. But there's a significance that it says all that worship is collected from on earth, and it's poured out before the Lord. Are you filling your bowl? Are you redeeming the time for gold and that crown to cast before his feet? What a wonder to think about. Look at verse 12 of chapter 5. And finally, at the special moment, every angel, every elder, every saint falling on their faces before him, those four great angels, those 24 elders, the hundreds of millions around the sea, most of all us, and we join together in verse 12 of chapter 5. We sing together, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, that's what we should think about, because that's where we're headed, on our way to celebrating communion with the one who loved us and bought us.